As the Glasgow Climate Summit enters its crucial last days, a climate focus for you tonight. Starting at home, because after the government's U-turn on electric vehicles, now the Prime Minister's giving a boost to the nation's Clean Energy Bank, which he had previously tried to axe. Scott Morrison says he will hand $500 million to the organisation to finance technology to reduce Australia's emissions. Critics, though, are questioning the cornerstone technology in the government's sights, the idea of capturing and storing carbon underground. They say it's an attempt to keep fossil fuels on life support, missing the point about the urgent need for an energy transition. Rhett Burney begins for us tonight.
Technology, not taxes. That's been Scott Morrison's catch cry since his government changed its tune on emissions reductions policy. But it's taxpayers who'll fund the Prime Minister's latest initiative, a $500 million fund to invest in technology that'll help Australia to reach net zero by 2050.
Technology, not taxes. Respecting consumers' choices, not telling them what to do with mandates. Trusting customers to make good calls and trusting businesses and enterprise.
The government wants the energy industry to match the $500 million funding pledge, and it wants to expand the remit of the Clean Energy Finance Corporation to also invest in projects aimed at storing carbon in soil and developing livestock feed that reduces methane. But the big-ticket technology is what's known as carbon capture and storage, where CO2 is sucked from the atmosphere, contained and pumped underground. Kelly O'Shaughnessy is from the Australian Conservation Foundation.
Well, the Clean Energy Finance Corporation is a clean energy bank, not a dirty energy bank, and allowing it to fund carbon capture and storage would allow the bank to keep fossil fuels like coal and oil and gas burning for longer in Australia, and that's very bad news for our climate. Carbon capture and storage is largely unproven, not really working where it's put in place. And also we have limited capacity for carbon capture and storage in Australia. So there's limited places where you can actually store the carbon underground.
Expanding the fund's remit would require legislation, and independent Senator Rex Patrick has slammed today's announcement by the PM as political spin.
Well, this is actually the second time that Scott Morrison and Angus Taylor have tried to sustain their mates in the fossil fuel industry by supplementing their high emission products with ineffective carbon capture technology. The first time they tried to do it was via the Grid Reliability Fund legislation. That stalled in the Parliament, and it seems very much like they're going to have a second crack at it. This is just about extending the life of fossil fuel companies. The government should just advise their donors that the Australian public's only interested in funding technologies that transition away from fossil fuels, not prolong their use.
Professor Peter Cook is from the University of Melbourne. He's an expert in carbon capture and storage and advises governments and energy companies around the world.
Well, look, from a national perspective, we have a lot of storage space for CO2 in Australia, in the subsurface. A lot of areas have the right geology.
And what does storage look like, and how likely is it that the carbon will stay where it's put?
Well, what does it look like? It looks like what we call a reservoir rock, which really means a porous rock, which is, say, a sandstone, the sort of thing you see in quarries and so on. And usually it's overlain by what we call a seal. So in other words, that's a rock that's very impermeable that doesn't allow things to move upwards.
And what about in the event of seismic activity or an earthquake?
A very good example of that in Japan. It's a site called Nagaoka, and they'd been injecting CO2 into that site for some time to test what happened and so on. They had a significant earthquake. What happened to the CO2? Nothing. It was unaffected.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison is backing the technology. Despite being critical of the Prime Minister, Labor is still yet to detail its emissions reduction policy. The opposition leader is Anthony Albanese.
This is a government that's been there for 9 years and still hasn't released its modelling. And it's just extraordinary that they've held back. Our policy on climate change will always be better than that of the government. We take climate change seriously.
Kelly O'Shaughnessy from the Conservation Foundation says, politics aside, Australia should be doing so much more in the clean energy production space.
solar panels and wind power. We have these enormous clean energy opportunities in Australia. We have all of the resources we need. We just need the government to get behind deploying clean energy at a far greater rate of knots than they're currently doing.
Australian Conservation Foundation CEO Kelly O'Shaughnessy, Rhett Burney, our reporter there.